Om Shanti. This morning, as I mentioned, we have a very, very experienced medical professional, at the same time meditation expert. And Dr. Satish Gupta with all of us. So first of all, on behalf of all the double foreigners, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome. So you can do two hand clap, welcome. Dr. Satish Gupta has been in knowledge for more than 15 to 20 years, and he took the knowledge in Delhi. And there's a long bio data of Dr. Satish Gupta, but he is well known within the Brahmin family as someone who teaches people how to balance the mind and body. I think you all must have heard about this project, CAD program that goes on in Shantivan every year, and recently we had one of those. And many, many people have benefited. And of course, Dr. Satish Gupta will tell more about it himself, what benefit it can bring to our lives and how we can manage ourselves. He has received many honors and awards, a long list of awards here. And he was nominated for Rashtriya Ratan, that means National Jewel, in 2003 by ISC New Delhi. And also, I think recently, this project has been sponsored, this coronary artery disease regression through lifestyle change, a multidisciplinary project, research project, a joint venture of Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu. This project is sponsored by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, New Delhi. And Dr. Gupta has been also a senior consultant cardiology and medicine in the Global Hospital and Research Center, and also, of course, Dr. Gupta is always ever ready to help anyone who comes in contact with him, always ever ready and loved specially. And he takes care of all the senior dadis and dadas, and I'm sure this morning we will have a great opportunity to listen to his wisdom, how he combines meditation with medicine. And the topic that I have chosen was maintaining a healthy heart and a stable mind. After he shares, there will be time for question answers. So take this opportunity to know as much as you want about your heart and your mind. So once again, welcome Dr. Satish Gupta amongst all of us, and thank you for making time, because he was saying that even before coming here, there were so many patients with heart problem. In fact, there was one person who had even heart attack, but he has to attend all that, and then still he was able to make time to be with us. So it is his great love for humanity and great love for Baba's children. So thank you for your valuable time, and enjoy the company of Dr. Satish Gupta for the next hour and a half. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Today morning, we will discuss with you how to have a healthy heart and a stable mind. You all want a healthy heart, or you already have a healthy heart? You already have a healthy heart. And you already have a stable mind, right? So no need for the class, isn't it? I think we'll go into subtle aspects of, you know, heart and health, right? Heart and the mind, right? See, basically, what is science, what is spirituality? First, I think we should just dwell on these factors, and then we'll go into depth of spirituality. And in the end, I'll be presenting you a few slides on PowerPoint presentation. That's how Rajyoga can make wonders. Now, what is science? Science basically is a know-how of five elements, right? Or you can say it's a study of five elements. The space, the fire, that is the sun, air, earth, and water, right? Isn't it? And science is not complete. Because we hardly know about 25% of, not even 25%, 5% of space, about 10% of sun, about, say, 25% of about air, about 50% about ocean, you know, the water, and only 25% about earth. Now, what is the difference between a scientist and a normal person, like say, anyone working in house or, you know, any other place? A scientist goes into depth of this study of these five elements. He goes at the molecular level, right? He goes into depth of electrons, protons and neutrons, right? And what is spirituality? Spirituality is study of the spirit, isn't it? Study of the spirit. And sixth element, right? That is Brahma Tattva. And if you go into depth of soul or spirit, depth of mind, depth of intellect, depth of sanskaras or personality traits, and then you can really use this spirituality to heal your body. To use this spirituality to calm your mind, to stabilize your mind, to heal your heart. So now, we'll like to know that what is heart. Do you know what is heart? Anyone? Yes. What is heart? We have only one color pen. Do we have only one color pen?
Color pen.
I need four. Board markers. Board markers or like different colors ke board markers na? Red, green, yellow or the blue. Yes. I think we'll like to have an interactive class, right? And not a one-sided affair. Huh? Okay, what is heart? It is a pump. It is a pumping system of the body. Do you have any other heart?
Dil.
What is dil? Emotions of what? Of the heart. Of the body. Of the mind. Where it is located? See, some people say that he has entered my heart. Which heart? This heart? Huh? Is it mind? Mind is same as heart? Yes? Mind is subtle. Heart is also subtle, no? Heart is physical. But there is only one physical heart, or there is some subtle heart also? When I use the word, he has entered my heart. Which heart? This heart? Huh? Which heart? Okay. Now tell me, what is intellect? Okay, this is a little difficult question. But I ask you, what is intellect? Power of judgment, discrimination. Is that enough? Is that all? Intellect? What is mind? It's a faculty of soul. Okay. What more?
Thought generating machine.
okay? Visualizing, okay? Yes? See, we are going into depth of mind, intellect and sanskaras, right? Personality traits or habits or results. Before going into, you know, how to have a healthy heart and a stable mind, first we should know what is mind. What we are planning to make healthy. What we are planning to stabilize, isn't it? We do not know what is mind, then what we are going to stabilize? And we want to have a healthy heart, then we do not know what is heart, then what we are going to make healthy. Isn't it? And then Baba says in the Murlis that we have to clean our sanskaras, right? We have to burn our old sanskaras. Isn't it? In the fire of yoga. But we should know how these sanskaras are formed. Right? How they have been, what is the actual thing which we have to burn? And how we have to burn? Isn't it? So you are planning to burn something, but you should know what you are going to burn. And how to burn, right? So anyone will tell me how to bind the sanskaras? What is mind, what is intellect, what is heart? See, start churning, right? Before I tell you, start churning. Say, one-way traffic is never good. People sitting in the back, they are sitting because of translation or something else? You have translation problem there?
No.
Should you come, you shouldn't come near because I will be explaining on the board. You will not be able to see otherwise. Come near, as near as possible. And you remain with me for next 1 hour. Not physically, but mentally you should be with me, right? To understand this process. I'm going to tell you these things because as a doctor, as a cardiologist, I face patients who are very critical, right? And after, you know, for the last 11 years I'm in Mount Abu. And here, you know, sometimes we do not have all the facilities available like in a big city, in a big heart hospital, right? So there, you know, you need the when all the equipments may not be there, then you need something extra, right? And another thing is, because we are running a program here for heart patients, you know, in India we have got coronary artery disease problem. About 15% of adult population is having this problem. You know, people die of heart attacks. Every year we get about 5 million heart attacks in India. And out of which 1.5 million will leave the body without reaching the hospital. And this is increasing day by day. I think it's almost same as US or any other country, you know, any other developed country. Now, what I'm going to tell you in next, say, 45 minutes or so, is I'm going to tell you what I have learned from God, you know, in meditation, during meditations. Like, 7 years back, I was called upon by DRDO. You know DRDO? DRDO means Defense Research and Development Organization. It's one of the premier organizations of Government of India and which makes missiles. You know, missiles for like Prithvi missiles and Agni missiles and also, you know, making tanks and, you know, other things for the warfare. But they have got a life sciences division in which they work on life sciences for the army people, you know, army, air force and navy people, to make them fit, to keep them fit, physically as well as mentally. So I was called upon we have 30 life sciences lab of DRDO in India. So once I was called upon by the director of DRDO to talk to them about soul, body connection. Because for last 10 years we are working with DRDO in this project, the CAD project. And to be very frank, I did not know much about this soul connection, soul body connection, how the soul makes the body function at that time. I knew very little about it. Whatever you know, that much only I knew. So that director talked to me in the morning hours, and he asked me that, can you give a talk on this to the directors meeting? In the directors meeting, 30 directors are coming from all over India, and you have to talk to them. Under one director, there are about 1500 scientists under one director. So that means I was going to talk to how many? 1500 into 30, right? Because they are the policy makers. They are real experts, you know. And then in the evening, after telling him yes, I'll come and speak about it, then I talked to myself that what I'm going to talk to them. They are scientists. They believe in facts. They do not believe in, you know, whatever, you know, we just say without evidence. So I have to be, you know, I need to know accurately everything. So in evening meditation, I achieved a very powerful stage and talked with Baba, and I told him that, Baba, I do not know much about it, and I am going to talk to the scientist after a week. You please tell me how the soul makes the body function. When the soul is here, everything is functioning. In our body, we have got 80,000 billion cells. 80,000 billion cells, right? The population of the whole world is how much? Less than 7 billion. And population of our body is how much? 80,000 billion, right? And what is the area involved? It's about 1.8 square meter. And each cell of the body takes oxygen in and excretes carbon dioxide, right? Each cell of the body needs glucose, proteins, fats, minerals and vitamins. Utilizes it and excretes the toxins. If one of the substance, a little vitamin A, is as deficient, cells, you know, cell will have problem in functioning. Vitamin B, vitamin C, or even little mineral like zinc, copper, trace elements, even that is deficient in your diet, the cells will not be able to function properly. Right? Such a systematic effort, you know. Each cell has to work in unison with other cells. But as the soul leaves the body, everything comes to it. And by chance, soul comes back within 2-3 minutes, it again starts functioning. So how that is making, you know, this small tiny star, which is not visible to the physical eyes, not measurable by any of the systems of physics, chemistry or biology, right, makes this body function. Do you know how it makes the body function? Anyone? Through thoughts. Are you sure? Through Baba's power. Are you sure? The many people in the world do not have Baba's power, right? So that means they are not functioning. Their bodies are not functioning. Yes? Huh? Energy. Which energy? Yes. We must have a mind clear, and then it will function. But many people do have mind is absolutely not clear, you know. It's full of dirt, you know. But their bodies are still functioning. Huh? Energy of the soul. Which energy of the soul? Which energy of the soul? The life force. What is the life force? Universal energy. Present outside the body, not inside the body. We are tapping the universal energy into our bodies. Right? The light of the soul. I think these are very nice answers, but again, not very correct, yes. What? Subtle body, okay. Anyone else? You are correct. But how it is, then we'll go in details. Huh?
Through brain.
But brain is dead, present in the dead body also. Soul orders the brain. How?
Uses
nervous system. How?
Soul itself is energy. It uses the energy to the nervous system and operates through the organs.
Okay. It activates hypothalamus. Okay. I think you are partially correct. Now I will discuss with you, right? See, soul is a point of energy. Right? It's a point of energy. It's a subtle point of energy. You must be knowing, what is sun? What is sun? This sun, physical sun. Sun is burning gases, right? Basically, it is 75% hydrogen, 22% helium, and 3% are mixed gases like oxygen, nitrogen, and other gases, right? And the gases are, the gases are not burning, this is fission and fusion going on. These molecules, this atomic process is going on, fission and fusion is going on, and through that energy is being released, and around that, this heat and light accumulates around the sun. Okay. This is called as ionosphere, this is called as photosphere. What we see is photosphere, right? We do not see the ionosphere, right? And this is from here we get this heat and light on the earth, right? Is that clear? Similarly, soul is a point of energy. It is releasing. Here the gases are not burning, right? Here it's an autonomous point of energy. And from which 7 energies are being released all the time. Right? The first energy is knowledge. Right? Second energy is purity. Third is peace. Fourth is love. Then happiness. Then bliss. And then powers. Okay? If you want to, this sequence should be remembered clearly. You can remember like this. Kp square, low, high blood pressure. Okay? Now what is K? K means A, B, C, D. Okay? K is, in brief, K means A, B, C, D, right? In alpha English we have alphabets, right? A for apple, B for bat, C for cat, and D for dog. But here A, B, C, D means different. A for Atma, B for Baba, C for connection, and D for drama. Now this soul is releasing this, knowledge is energy, it is being released by the soul, like you must be knowing about ultrasound. You want to do ultrasound to the heart of the body, those waves are going, right? That energy is going and hits the heart valves and other things and comes back, that energy comes back. It's a sound which goes from here and reaches that part of the body and comes and gives back you an image, right? Similarly, this sound is going from this point to the whole body, that I am a soul. I am your master, right? To the whole body. This message is going on. I am a soul, and my father is supreme soul, and he is not only my father, he is connected to me as father, as teacher, as preceptor, as brother, as a friend, as a beloved, as a surgeon, right? So this gives satisfaction to the body, right? All the body cells. Like when we introduce ourselves to anyone, we usually give introduction, I am so and so, my father is so and so, and my uncle is so and so, my mother is so and so, and the city mayor is my maternal uncle, right? Whatever. No? To impress the other person, right? Similarly, soul is here. And so many cells are functioning, the message is going to each cell of the body, and this cells are functioning all right. And D4 drama. Drama means the soul also gives this message to each cell of the body that this is drama. Whosoever is there in the family or around us is playing an accurate part in the drama. So don't bother. That message is going on to each cell of the body. Right? And this message gives a lot of relief to the body, each cell of the body. And second energy which is coming out from the soul is purity. Right? You must have seen the spectrum. You know the word you got rainbow. Right? Rainbow. The seven colors are, is there a gap between the two colors? Vibgyor, violet, indigo, green, the blue, green, yellow, orange or red. Is there a gap between the colors or there is confluence? There is confluence, right? One color leads to second color leads to third color, like that. Similarly, here, once you are aware about ABCD, then you have purity of mind and intellect. Okay? Without ABCD, the mind is impure. The intellect is not pure, right? So this ABCD makes the mind and intellect pure. When your mind and intellect is pure, good, very good. Then you have peace. A for Atma, B for Baba, Baba means God, Father, C for connection, and D for drama. Okay? So, ABCD leads to purity of mind and intellect. Purity of mind and intellect leads to peace. Peace leads to love. Love leads to happiness. Happiness leads to bliss, and bliss leads to all these six energies, they lead to powers. Power to discriminate, power to judge, power to withdraw, power to pick up, power to tolerate, power to accommodate, power to face, and power to cooperate. Right? So these seven energies are being released by the soul. And now this is the soul. Around the soul, all the seven energies are concentrated. And this is called as intellect. This is the intellect. When the soul is outside the body, then it is all the mind, intellect and sanskaras, they are inside the soul. Right? All the three energies are there inside the soul. But when the soul comes to the body, in mother's, when the fetus is there in the mother's uterus, when it enters the body, then it starts releasing the energy. Otherwise it is not releasing the energy. When it is in the atmosphere, it is not releasing the energy. When you came to Gyan Sarovar, you had a baggage with you, right? You had a baggage with you, and when you were allotted the room, then in the room, you took out your, you know, clothes and put it in, put them in the cupboard, and your, you know, the toiletries and brush and toothpaste and everything, you put it in the bathroom, isn't it? And when you go back, what do? You leave it there. You pack it up and then go, isn't it? Same way, when the soul comes to the body, it comes with everything packed up, right? And when it enters the body, then it starts releasing. You never came with your clothes on this side and brush on in your hand, you know, brushing like this. You never came like this, right? Isn't it? You came with your baggage packed, right? Isn't it? Same way when the soul comes, mind, intellect and sanskaras, they are inside the soul. But when it enters the body, then it starts releasing the energies, these seven energies. And all the seven energies, they get concentrated around the soul, right? And this is called as intellect. Where is the knowledge? Knowledge is present in the intellect, isn't it? Where is the purity? It lies in the intellect. Where is the peace? It lies in the intellect. Where is the love? It lies in the intellect. Where is the happiness? It lies in the intellect. Where is the bliss? It lies in the intellect. Where is the power to discriminate? It lies in the intellect. Where is the power to judge? Power to withdraw. Power to pick up. Power to tolerate. It is present where? In the intellect or in the mind? Intellect, isn't it? Power to cooperate. Power to accommodate. Power to face. All the seven energies are lying in the intellect. Right? So this is the intellect. Is that clear? And intellect is the heart of the soul. Intellect is the heart of the soul. Right? That's why I asked you this question. What is the heart? What is? Chit. Yeah, I'll tell you later on. I'll tell you later. I'll come to that Chit and Vivek also, right? Which Dari Janki usually tells us, you know, Chit, the Vivek and all those aspects. So this intellect is nothing but heart of the soul, right? That's why we say, he has entered my heart. Not this heart, this heart. And in the intellect, right? And the person who follows and this is also called the third eye, right? Intellect is also called the third eye, right? This is also the third eye. Now, if this intellect is full of true knowledge about soul, supreme soul and the connections and drama, then this third eye is clean, is full of purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and power. Then it is called as divine intellect, or it is also called as Sato Pradhan intellect. Sato word has come from seven. Pradhan means full, right? Full in seven. Then the intellect is called as Sato Pradhan, right? When it is little less, that is evening. Rajo means evening. Yeah. Evening. So that is moderate, it is called Rajo Pradhan. And Tamo means night. When very little of all the seven energies are left, then it is called as Tamo Pradhan. Right? Full of darkness. Right? Tamo Pradhan intellect. Sato Pradhan intellect, Rajo Pradhan intellect and? Is it clear? So this heart you have to make healthy. Okay? This is unhealthy today. This is Tamo Pradhan today. So we have to make it Sato Pradhan. Right? Now, God is also a point of energy. But he is ocean of energies. All the seven energies. He is ocean of knowledge, ocean of purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. Right? So his intellect will be how big? So this is the heart throne of Baba. Dil Tak. Right? Huh? What do you say? But Baba is releasing this time, you know, at this time. See, all the four, you know, four kalpas, four yugas, you know, four ages, you know. Baba is also a point of energy, right? But in confluence age, he is releasing energy, right? All the time, right? So his arms are open, right? Right? So that is how he is releasing all the energy. He is active now, right? Golden age and silver age, he is not active. But now he is active and is releasing all the time energy. And this energy, this is the heart throne. And a person who is full of seven energies can only sit on his heart throne, right? Eight souls are nearly 100% golden age, right? Sato Pradhan. So they are near the heart zone. And others are near the edges, you know. 100, right? 16,000 are still, they have less energy, so they are around. Okay. and 9 lakhs are here, right? And then 2 crores are here, right? And then 33 crores, and then 60 crores, right? So when Baba goes back, the 108 souls are sitting on his heart throne, others are behind. So here Dharamraj, you know, looks after them. Because they are not full, right? So these are Sathi, Sathi means companions, these are Baratis, right? And others are, you know, Baba says, they are lame and they are, you know, all those different words he uses for them, right? In Hindi we call them Sathi, Barati and Gharati, you know, right? Gharati. Gharati means, you know, who just come, follow, right? So is that clear? So this is the third eye of the soul. And what is mind? What is mind? If you read the Murali of 31st December 1999, that is the end of last century, Baba has very clearly defined what is mind, right? Mind basically means, mind has got 4 aspects. It is called as TEAM. Team. Huh? Yeah, I'll just tell you. So is it clear to you, this prospect? Dil Tak, right? He's almighty. You know? Because he's active. He's acting, you know. He's active. He's playing the part of a principal actor, right? At this time he's playing the part of a principal actor through the corporal medium of Brahma. That's why this is like this, right? Because I'm telling you these things because, you know, when you are planning to use this as for meditation, for application, spiritual application, then you need this. Now what is mind is? So first to the external to this is your memories. And then is attitudes. And then is emotions. And then is thoughts. Right? So this is mind. This is permanent marker. This is a permanent marker. See, the mind is, you know, the impressions are very permanent, right? You are not able to rub them off. And then outside this is body. This is outside this body. Now in the body, we have got 5 senses, the eyes, ears, nose, and the mouth, and the skin, right? And then is the brain, 8 organs, brain, the immune system, to fight the diseases, then the lungs, the respiratory system, then the heart, then the liver and GI tract, that is intestines, then the hormones, the endocrine system and the muscle, bones and joints, right? And then is the excretory system, right? Excretory means through sweat glands and through kidneys. So this is the thing, right? This is subtle. Soul is subtle. Intellect is subtle. The mind is subtle. And this is physical, right? Memories, attitudes, emotions and thoughts. So this is the mind. Soul is releasing these energies. And then through the mind, the energy is reaching the physical body. I'll tell you how. First, You should have to understand this aspect, right? Soul is releasing the energy through the then this is the intellect, and then this is reaching the body. All the 8 organ systems and 5 senses. Then a child is born, say 10 days old child, the intellect is full of all the 7 energies, but the memories are there in the child, infant, 15 day old child, does he have memories? He doesn't have memories, right? He doesn't have attitudes. He doesn't have emotions and doesn't have thoughts.
It cries.
On demand, you know, whenever he has that feeling. Otherwise, like, from each cell of the child, you can see all the 7 energies from his face, from his eyes. You can see that he looks knowledgeable, right? You can see that probably he knows that he is a soul. He is some other supreme. He has ABCD, you know, in the consciousness. He is a soul, supreme soul, father, you know, all the relations are with him, and drama. Whatever is happening, whatever mother and father is doing is all drama, right? Whatever is happening in the world is all drama. He does not interfere, right? Then he is pure. You can see that each cell of his body looks pure, right? He is peaceful. He is loveful to everyone. He is happy. He is blissful. He is powerful. He has all the 8 powers. Power to discriminate, power to judge, power to withdraw, power to pick up, power to tolerate, power to cooperate, whatever, power to accommodate, power to face. You can see from each cell. Because mind is clean, during 5 months of staying in the body, in the mother's uterus, he has been able to, you know, clear off all his sins of the past birth. Right? And you know that soul enters the body at what time? 5 months. Because before 5 months it is an abortion. And after 5 months it is a delivery, premature delivery. Before 5 months you cannot, whatever you may do, you cannot save the child, right? Save the fetus, right? And after 5 months you can put in the incubator and give all the conditions, child will grow into a normal infant, okay? And before 5 months there is no identification, DNA and other things. But when the soul enters, then there is identification, you know. Each cell of the body can be identified by DNA typing, right? Even the small hair can be, you know, like my hair and your hair, if they get mixed, we can separate that this belongs to me and this belongs to you, right? By DNA typing, right? Each cell of the body is unique. After the soul enters, before the soul enters it is not. If someone kills the mother, before 5 months, it is single murder, right? After 5 months, it is a double murder, right? Okay, that is the thing, that soul enters only at 5 months, right? So when it is staying for about 4 months in the mother's uterus, then it clears off most of the things. So because mind is clean, each cell of the body looks full of 7 energies. Now what happens? Now on the 6th day in India, we give a name to the child, right? Maybe whatever name you want to give, you can give the name. Now child is 6 day old. Now give the name to the child. You can give an English name, no problem. Now you name the child?
John.
John, okay. Now in the intellect, he used to think that I am a soul, but now his name has been kept as John, right? Now this child, now mother says John. He says, I don't know what she, he thinks that why, whom she is calling John, he doesn't know. Then mother, you know, holds the nose, John, that John, then John, right? Everyone is calling him John. And then he starts thinking, probably they are calling me John, right? Then John enters the consciousness, right? In the intellect, right? Previously it was soul, but now it is John, right? And what happens? Then in the memories, in the brain, you get the memory of John, right? Then mother tells him that I am your mother. She is your auntie. He is your papa. He is your brother. Then the mother, because mother is feeding him all the time, caring him all the time, Then he starts thinking that she is my mother, right? Then the mother enters the consciousness. And then the father enters the consciousness, right? Then the brothers, sisters, they enter the consciousness, right? And they have all bodies, right? So that they have bigger consciousness than the, bigger size than the soul, isn't it? Now then, he starts going to the school. So his teacher, his friends, they enter the consciousness. And as they are entering, you are having more and more memories. So psychologically, it is said that up to 11 years of age, you, whatever is happening around you, you accept it passively. It enters your consciousness. Now, the brain cells are like this. These are neurons. Now then, for each memory, there is a molecule is formed in the neurons. Each memory, there is a molecule are formed, right? And this is how, as the child is growing, he goes to the college, more friends, more teachers, and when he gets married, a big thick wife, children, or husband, whatever it is, right? And then more friends, business, car, house, more friends. Now by 35 years of age, now he is the person, right? And if you ask this person, now as the mind, you know, as the memories, the memories means sthiti, in Hindi we call it sthiti, right? So smriti. As this memories, so is the stage. If you think that I'm a patient, yeah, I'm a heart patient, you know, when someone comes to me, you know, I just see his angiography, oh, you are a heart patient, serious heart patient. He starts thinking about him because he gets his memory that back that he's a heart patient, right? So as the memory, so is the stage. If I say, don't worry, you are not a heart patient, you know, confidently, his stage changes. You have been wrongly diagnosed as a heart patient. You are not a heart patient, only you are having a gastric problem. His face changes, isn't it? So it is the memories which make your stage, right? And as per the attitude, vritti, you know, in Hindi we call it vritti, so is the atmosphere, vayumandal. As per the emotions or bhavana, so are the vibrations. Okay? And as per the thoughts, so is the srishti. Yes. Around 5 months. I don't know the exact date, but it enters around that, you know. Plus minus 3-4 days, right? I'll tell you that. I'll tell you. It's 12, huh? So we'll have 2 minutes of meditation. So, as per the thoughts, we have the speech and action. Now, whenever memories are formed like this, what is happening? Our attitudes also change. As per the memories, our attitudes change. And as per the attitudes, our emotions change. And as per the emotions, we have our thoughts. Right? Now, up to age of 11 years, everything enters directly into the consciousness. That is, directly it enters the intellect. But after 11 years, the first we like to see, because that is the time of puberty, right? The hormones change. Then what happens? Then you, before it enters your heart, this is the heart, you first like to see, first like to hear, right? First like to smell, and first like to taste, first like to touch. Only then, through the thoughts, so after seeing something, then your thoughts will start. You will start thinking, and after thinking, then you will have emotions, and after emotions you will have attitudes, and then you will have memories, and then it will enter your heart. Right? So that's why they say in Hindi, aankhon se dil mein sama gaya, right? Aankhon se, after 11 years, not before 11 years, right? Up to 11 years, everything enters directly into the intellect, into the heart. And from the heart, it goes to the body cells. But after 11, it is other way around. Now, a child who was born, he had all the 7 energies visible on his face. And now, at 35 years of age, you see this child, you don't see anything of the 7 energies from his eyes, from his ears, from any cell of the body. Now he doesn't look soul conscious. Now he is not peaceful. Now he is not pure. Now he is not loveful. Now he is not happy. Now he cannot discriminate. All the time confused. He cannot tolerate. He cannot accommodate. He cannot cooperate. He cannot face. Right? So what we should, and you ask such a person, who are you? He says, I am a doctor. I am a mother. I am a father. We have not asked your profession. You know, when people come to me as heart patients, and we have programs, 7-day programs for them, and they're highly intellectual people, you know, they're scientists, they're doctors, they're businessmen, they're industrialists, you know. And you ask them, they're highly learned people, atomic scientists also. They also have a lot of heart attacks. So you ask them, who are you? They say, no one has asked us till now. Who am I? And really, see, and you can see that from here. This is John. This is John's mother. This is John's father. This is John's brother. Right? And John's wife. John's children. John's business. So they all are, so he just looks at that. He doesn't know who is he. Is the soul is not visible, see? Soul is visible, not visible? Is visible? It is not visible. To him also he is not visible, right? Soul is not visible. So what he should do? What he should do? That is why everyone is confused. That is why in the world, today's world, no one knows the real identity of the self. And that is why, in spite of best of the advances, all the people are suffering. What is the treatment now? What we should do? To bring them to the 7 discourse. Can we have this on? And I'll tell you what to do. See, according to WHO, World Health Organization, what is health? Health is a state of complete physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being, and not just the absence of disease or infirmity. Right? And the same WHO says that by 2000, in 1977, they had a meeting at Alma-Ata, and they said, they decided, they planned, health planners from all over the country, all over the world, they were there at Russia, Alma-Ata, and they had a plan, time frame plan, that by 2000 we'll have a socially and economically productive health for everyone. But 2000 is already over, right? Everyone is healthy now. No? I just tell you the present status of physical health. Today, in urban areas, in cities, in India, and same as abroad, is it okay? So today, if you see the physical health in a city, in any part of the world for that matter, about 30% of people have hypertension. About 20% people have some infection or the other at a given point of time, out of 100. About 15 people have heart disease. About 10% people have respiratory problems, lung problems. Almost 20% people have, you know, acid problems, acidity, hyperacidity problems. About 10% people have eye problems, and ENT, ENT means ear, nose and throat problems. About 10% people have diabetes. About 5% people have cancers. About 10% people have skin problems. About 20% people have bone problems. Bone problems are increasing now, day by day. About 5% people will have hormonal problems, and about 20% people have gynecological problems. So you combine them all, they are not all, right? You combine them all, there are 150 problems, right? So for 100 patients, 100 people, there are 150 diseases. Right? So that is the status of today's physical health. Yes, next slide. Now this is the mental health. About 10% people do not sleep, you know, they don't get sleep. They require tablets to sleep. They have insomnia. About 20% people are depression. This is the century, 21st century, is a century of depression and heart disease. Then anxiety, anger. Anyone in this class who never gets angry? Baba has given us 15 days more to conquer anger. So after 15 days, everyone will be anger free. Sure? See, there was a study, research study published, that one episode of anger, you know, leads to cascade type of effect in the body. Cascade, you know, type of effect in the body. And one episode of anger leads to side effects on the body for next 72 hours. Next 72 hours. Not many hours, only 72 hours. Next 72 hours, you are not able to think properly. Next 72 hours, your heart is not able to pump blood properly. Next 72 hours, your body, GI system, the intestines are not able to digest the food properly. For next 72 hours, your kidneys are not able to excrete toxins properly. But anger is very, very important. You know, in this life, in today's life, without anger, nothing goes right, isn't it? No? And at least we should take one care that after one episode of anger, we should get angry after 72 hours. Right? Otherwise, there's overdoses, you know? No? So, who feels that anger is very, very important for today's life? Yes, please raise your hands. Is important for today's life. Now, if anger is very important, Not important. Longer. Problem. Anger is a problem. Anger is a problem. But we all are suffering from it, right? And anger has been found to be a very important cause of heart attacks. Acid peptidase problem, right? Headaches. Respiratory problems, right? Almost, name a problem and I'll tell you how it is, how it causes that problem. So anger, right? Greed, lust, laziness, attachment, you know, fear, hostility, cynicism, type A behavior. So all these things are because of, all these things, everyone is suffering from these problems. This is the status of mental health today, right? Next slide. Type A behavior is a person where the person feels pressurized by time. He is always short of time. Work, he has always a lot of work to do. His own habits. You know, this thing should be done in this way only. He is a perfectionist by nature, idealistic by nature, competitive, aggressive. He is polyphasic. At the same time, he wants to do so many things. Also wants to have the food, also wants to read the newspaper, television on, telephone on, and also talking. Right? And if the wife asks, how many chapatis you have taken? He doesn't know how, he doesn't know. Right? He says, what was the taste? He doesn't know, right? So this type of, and these are the people who develop maximum number of heart attacks. These are people who develop hypertension, diabetes, cancers, and everything, right? But in today's world, most of us, most of the people are type A. Now this is social health. hatred, jealousy, competitiveness, thefts, dacoities, rapes and murders. This is today's newspaper, right? Next slide. And this is spiritual health. Identity crisis, communal rights, terrorism in the name of religions. This is the state of... Next slide. Now, what is happiness? See, happiness is not laughter. An international definition of happiness is, it is an inner state of being and it comes from inner satisfaction and contentment. Next slide. And is anybody happy in this world? Are you happy? All of you are happy? Sure? Because true happiness comes from purity of mind and intellect. If your mind is impure, intellect is impure, you cannot be happy. It comes from peace, it comes from truthfulness, it comes from fearlessness. If you have some fear inside, you cannot be happy. It comes from power of tolerance. If you do not have power of tolerance, you cannot be happy. It comes from easy nature, sweetness. It comes from empathy, compassion. It comes from love. It comes from sacrifice. Giving, right? And not taking. Now please tell me, giving gives you happiness or taking gives you happiness? But everybody believes in taking, right? Satisfaction, contentment. Right? Next slide. So what is the solution? Today in the world, no one is happy and no one is healthy. What is the solution? Next slide. Now this is the solution. The very word, this healthy word has come from two words, two root words. Heal, die. Heal, die. Heal, die means heal yourself. I am responsible for my health. Doctor is not responsible. The state is not responsible. Your spouse is not responsible. Your children are not responsible. Each one of us is responsible for our own health. And the way to health is, the Hindi meaning of health is swast. And swast word again contains two words, swa plus tha. Swa means inner self, tha means conscious. So healthy means inner self-conscious. If you have an outer self-conscious approach, outer self-conscious means what? Outer self-conscious means either body conscious or role conscious. Or looking outside in the world. He is doing this, he is doing that. If you have that approach, you are bound to be suffering from a physical health problem or a mental health problem or a social health problem or a spiritual health problem. So, healthy means inner self-conscious or soul-conscious. This we have to understand. Healthy means, yes, you should come out. What is the meaning of health? Healthy means inner self-conscious or soul-conscious. That is the true meaning of health. Because today, type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, sensitive and emotional nature are responsible for all the ailments. Today more than 95% diseases are psychosomatic. Psyche means mind and soma means body. That means they rise in the mind. And all these 5-6 tendencies, type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, they come because of outer self-conscious approach. Outer self-conscious approach is like going near a furnace. When you go near a furnace, you automatically feel the heat. And when you go near water, you automatically feel the cold. Same way, when you become outer self-conscious, body or role conscious, we automatically get type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, sensitive and emotional nature. And when you have become soul conscious, you will automatically feel 7 energies. True knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. And we have to have a multidimensional approach. Today human beings are being treated by the modern doctors as human bodies. Human beings are not human body. It is something more than that. Next slide. Next. So if you want to get rid of disease, you have to have mental cleansing through Rajayoga meditation and physical cleansing through proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep and proper medicines. And then only we can become healthy. Next slide. As I told you already, more than 95% diseases are psychosomatic or stress related. Next slide. Next slide. I'll leave it that way. Next slide. Next. And this is what stress means. Stress is equal to pressures divided by inner strength. Pressures can be internal or external. Whenever this ratio becomes more than 1, then you feel stressed. Now, pressures can be internal means inside the body pressures, you have some problem, some hypertension, diabetes or some bone problem or some other problem inside, or some your nature is type A, anxiety, anger, that is inside, and that is internal pressure, right? External pressures are from the family, from the society, from the atmosphere, is heat, pollution, very cold season, the financial pressures, the political pressures, the legal pressures. So those are external pressures. Now the pressures may not be modifiable. And inner strength. Inner strength means strength of the inner self. That means soul, spiritual strength. If this can be increased, right? This can be increased by ABCD. Now if you can increase this, these pressures will never exceed the inner strength. And you will never be stressed. Right? Next slide. And this is Rajayoga. And Rajayoga basically is means, you all know it. By Rajayoga, we can rule mind, all these subtle faculties and all the 5 sense organs and all the 8 organs of the body. Right? Next slide. And today in the present world, you have lot of incurable diseases. The person who had coined the term incurable, he had a special meaning inside. What was the meaning? Incurable means? To a common man, not curable. Right? But he had hidden meaning inside. In plus curable. Right? It is curable if you go in. Right? Like cancers, like heart disease, you know, your arteries are blocked. You do go for bypass surgery, go for angioplasty. Again, you require a repeat angioplasty, repeat bypass surgery. Right? That's only palliation. Like hypertension, like diabetes, like asthma, like bone problems. They're supposed to be incurable problems. But you can cure them by going. And there's so many examples. You know, living examples. Right? People have, like we have more than 2000 examples where the patients had blocked arteries. And they could open their blocks by going in, right? So, by adopting a healthy approach, healthy means inner self-conscious approach, you can cure the incurable. You can have a healthy heart, right? This heart also healthy and this heart also healthy, right? And you can have a stable mind only by going out. Going out or going in? See, unstable mind is curable or incurable? Unstable mind today, in today's world is? It is incurable, in today's world. People do not have any cure for that. You have, like, what is unstable mind? Anxiety, type A behavior is unstable mind. Anxiety is an unstable mind. Anger is an unstable mind, no? Depression is an unstable mind. Sensitive is nature is an unstable mind. Emotional mind is an unstable mind. Now, how to cure that? By going in. How to go in?
Make them incurable.
Make them incurable. In. They are already incurable. So how to make it curable? Go in, right? Adopt an inner self-conscious approach. Next slide. Now this you have to understand, right? So as I told you, the soul is here and soul is releasing all the 7 energies and each energy of the soul is important to all the 80,000 billion cells of the body. Each cell requires all the 7 energies, but one energy is very important for that organ system. Right? Without that organ system is not that organ system. The energy from the soul, it goes to the physical body through the mind, right? Through the team. Memories, attitudes, emotions and thoughts. And this is how it is. For the brain, which energy is most important? Like, I just give one example. You have a cup, you want to make a cup of tea, right? You have water, you have milk, you have tea leaves and you have the sugar. Without which, you cannot have the tea, cup of tea. Without tea leaves, isn't it? Even if you have water, fire is already there, it's in the kitchen, you are standing in the kitchen, right? So fire is already there, right? So if you have water, milk and sugar, you will not have the tea ready, right? If you have only water and tea leaves, still it is tea, right? Without sugar. If you have milk and tea leaves, still it is a tea, you know, even without sugar. So tea leaves are must. Similarly, knowledge. More the knowledge comes to the brain, knowledge of ABCD, more the IQ, more the EQ, more the SQ. EQ means emotional intelligence and SQ means spiritual intelligence. Right? You are more creative. And lesser the ABCD you have in your mind, in your brain, more ego you will have. You will be less creative. Right? And five sense organs and immune system, soul nourishes the five sense organs and immune system with purity. Energy of purity. Through the mind, right? And if, like you can sense the purity of a being, human being, through his eyes. What he speaks, what he likes to hear. Right? And through the immune system. Today, why AIDS is coming so much? Because the purity is going less and less, and that's why the immune system of every human being has become very, you know, very, very delicate. And that's why this AIDS means acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Right? So many people become HIV positive, but only some people die of AIDS after 1 year. Some people are HIV positive even after 20 years, 15 years. But they do not develop AIDS. Reason being, it's their immunity, right? So that is what is important. Today, it's increasing day by day. In 1981, only 20 cases were there. And in spite of trillions of dollars spent in the HIV and AIDS research and medicines, AIDS cases are multiplying exponentially. Now you have cases all over the world, right? So what is the reason? Can we control HIV/AIDS with medicines? No. It is the purity which is the most important. And ultimately, the treatment of HIV/AIDS will come by Raja Yoga. Right? What is going to happen in very near future, right? That will lead to ultimate glorification of Baba. Right? Okay? Now, soul is nourishing the lungs with peace. More peace you have, deeper the respiration, slower the respiration. And more peaceless you are, shallow is the respiration. Shallower the respiration, faster the respiration. We are given breaths to live and not the ears to live. If you are peaceful, you will have slower respiration. Like suppose I just give you one example. Say I have, you know, normal breath rate is about 12 to 14 per minute. Say according to 14 per minute, I have say 10 years more to live. But when you are angry, the breath rate increases to 18, 20. And when you are peaceful, when you are practicing Raja Yoga meditation, it becomes 9, 8. So if I am getting angry all the time, I am always under pressure. These 10 years, the breaths for 10 years, they will be finished in 7 years. So I have to leave the body at 7 years. If I practice Raja Yoga sincerely, I remain peaceful, loveful, happy, full of all the 7 energies, then what will happen? The same number of breaths will last for 14 years. So this is how through Raja Yoga you can increase your age. Anyone interested in increasing the age? Then you have to practice Raja Yoga very sincerely. Not for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours a day, continuously. Soul consciousness, right? Practice soul. Heart, soul is nourishing the heart with love. More love reaching to the heart means more blood flow going into the coronary arteries. Less love flow to the heart means arteries going into spasm, less love flow, less blood flow into the heart. 1960, only 1% of people are having heart disease in India. 1% of adult population. So in spite of all the advances, the disease has become today 15%. Right? Because of what? Because of advances? Because of more doctors? More hospitals? No. It is because of more stress, more urbanization, more nuclear families, more industrialization, lack of love, lack of emotional support, lack of emotional social support, right? That has led to this problem. Soul is nourishing the digestive system with happiness, liver and the GI tract with happiness. More the happiness, better the digestion. Less is the happiness, more indigestion, more acidity, more constipation. Right? So that is the cause of the problem. And then soul is nourishing the endocrine system with bliss. More the bliss, better harmony and release of hormones from the pituitary gland. 9 hormones from the hypothalamus and 8 from the pituitary gland. They are released early morning. Pituitary surge occurs in the early morning from 2 to 5 a.m. If you can enjoy half an hour bliss at that time, you will have harmonious release of all the 17 hormones for next 24 hours. That is why it is said that Amrit Vela meditation, Amrit Vela Raja Yoga, if you practice Amrit Vela Raja Yoga, which gives you bliss, a blissful meditation, not sleeping meditation. You know, if you see, many people are, you know, they will start meditation sitting like this, and then within few minutes, they'll be like this. And after a few minutes, they will, and again alert, then right side. Then after they again become alert, then left side. After a few minutes, they will again be alert, and then as if somebody, God is going to give something, you know, Baba is going to give something directly, gulab jamun in the mouth, right? So that is not that type of meditation, right? Meditation which makes you blissful. That is the meditation, right? That is what needs to be practiced. So you have to be alert, you have to be active, and with that importance, we have to practice that meditation. So if you can really, not 2 hours meditation, not 3 hours meditation, not 1 hour meditation, just half an hour blissful meditation, blissful Raja Yoga, you will see that all these 17 hormones are released in harmony, and for next 24 hours, your all the body cells, they will be working in harmony, in unison. And if you have hypertension, if you have diabetes, if you have heart disease, or any disease for that matter, they will start disappearing. And if you do not do it, or you do a sleeping meditation, then hypertension is going to increase, diabetes is going to increase, heart disease is going to increase, your backache is going to increase, headache is going to increase. Right? Is that clear? And another thing, another hormone which is released from the adrenals is at 8 a.m. So from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. you need to be in silence. Especially the 7 to 8 a.m. period is most important. It is decided by your team, mind, thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. If you read a newspaper or give a call to someone, newspaper means what? Newspaper means negative team or positive team? So as per the challenge, your hormones are released at 8 a.m. Right? Challenge presented to the mind, from after you got up to 8 a.m., amount of stress hormones being released from the adrenal will be, the dose will be decided. So up to 8 a.m. you should remain in silence, and from 7 to 8, if one listens to the Murli, what is Murli? Murli means positivity. Positive thoughts, positive emotions, positive attitudes, positive memories. So once you have positive team, fed to the mind immediately before 8 a.m., that means 8 a.m. the hormones which are going to be released will be stress hormones will be very less, happy hormones will be more. So throughout the day you will be peaceful, loveful and happy. If you give a phone call, look at the television, read a newspaper or talk to someone, then your more stress hormones will come out and throughout the day you will have fight and flight response. Right? So up to 8 a.m. your whole day is decided. Is that clear?
Why
7 p.m.? So it's actually time is actually, see, immediately the 8 a.m. hormones are going to release, right? From the adrenals. So whatever immediately you are doing at before 8 will be going to decide the amount of dose being released from the adrenals.
Does it depend on the person, what time he gets up?
Like, see, then I told you, you have to get up early, no? If you want to be healthy.
So that is not applicable to normal people who don't get up early.
See, that's why all the diseases, that's why I told you just now, the status of physical health today. All the diseases are increasing or decreasing? Doctors are increasing, hospitals are increasing, and diseases are also increasing. Reason is this, that we all have forgotten our normal, healthy lifestyle. What people used to practice all over the world, say 50 years back, and today it is all opposite. Now, powers. The muscles and joints and skeletal system is being supplied by the powers, by the soul with powers, right? Through the mind. Now you must say, you know, what is the neck means? Neck means flexibility, right? What is the meaning of back? Power of bending, right? What is the meaning of power to withdraw, you know? Isn't it? Power to cooperate, power to absorb, right? Isn't it? So all joints, all muscles of the body, they represent some powers. Eyes means power to discriminate. Mouth means power to discriminate, isn't it? Neck means power to say yes or no, isn't it? No? No? You know, similarly, so many things, you know. If you go into depth, these subtle depths of the body functions, they all means, they are not that superficial. When I am treating the patients, we are not that superficial. But I am just to tell you, this means this. So, today people are developing lot of joints problems. Because of what? Because lack of powers. Right? And all the seven energies, they combine together, and they release toxins from the body. So this is how the whole body system is functioning. Right? Next slide. So this is the system. Soul, mind, body. Right? Soul, mind. Soul has got spiritual energies, seven energies. And the supreme soul is ocean of seven energies. So when you lead a soul conscious lifestyle, you can derive this energy from the supreme soul. There's a biological clock here that says that there's a timing for everything. So if you get up early in the morning, have half an hour blissful meditation, then you will have all the seven energies from the Supreme Soul. Now these energies have come here, but mind is the medium. Mind means thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. If your mind is negative, this energy remains here but does not go to the body. As many people must have seen, you must have experienced, that when you are practicing meditation, but you have a lot of things in your mind which are negative, your thoughts are negative, emotions are negative, attitudes are negative, memories are negative, then you cannot, you develop headache after meditation. Your head becomes heavy. Right? And if you do, that is how it is happening. So, to cleanse your mind, you need to cleanse your mind. Mind cleaning is done only by Murli. Because Murli means positive team, right? Whatever negative team is already there inside, these molecules are there, they have to be replaced. Right? And just Murli, 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 you know, powerful Murli listening to the Murli, and then repeating it throughout the day, churning it throughout the day. Will slowly, you know, cleanse your mind of the negativities. And then this energy starts flowing to the body. And in the body, this energy is flowing all right. Up to 8 a.m. you had the, you know, this energy now starts flowing. And then suppose you take parathas, you know, or pakodas, samosas in the breakfast, what will happen? Acid formation. Now peace is coming, happiness is coming, here there is a disturbance. So body will not feel happy. The energy will not flow to the body. Diet. What proper diet? For physical energy you need proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep and proper medicines. What is proper sleep? Proper diet? Proper diet means sattvic diet, rajasic diet and tamasic diet. What is sattvic diet? The sattvic word has come from seven. The diet which gives us seven energies or which makes the body to receive the seven energies. See, when you take apple, look at the apple, you recall nature. And nature has produced such a nice apple. Or God has made us such a nice apple, right? You look at the sprouts, you know, sprout means what? Again, you appreciate the nature. You don't appreciate some human being. Someone with a body, right? And when you eat some powerful, very nice recipe, you recall a person with a body, isn't it? No? So, natural food. Natural means sprouts, fruits, vegetables, salads. Natural. As far as possible. So these are the foods which give you seven energies. Right? That is sattvic food. Rajasic food means fried foods like parathas, pakodas, samosas, all fried things. Chips, right? And sweets also. And then tamasic means which irritates your nervous system and makes you restless, like non-vegetarian food, garlic, onions, they stimulate the sympathetic system, right? So we should take the food, sattvic food, at proper time. Breakfast from 8 to 9, your breakfast should be like a king, lunch like a middle class person, dinner like a miser. Miser means? You understand, I think. Proper. So breakfast you should have sprouts, high energy food, porridge or a cup of milk or whatever you want. And lunch time you can have chapatis, dal, sabji and rice. Or some curd also. And dinner should be between 7 to 8, at least 2 hours before going to bed. And that should contain only chapatis and sabji. No rice, no curd, no fried foods, no sweet dish. People do it opposite today. They will miss their breakfast, probably miss the lunch also, and have heavy dinner. As if they are going to dance in the night. See, you take your breakfast, so that is the time when you are going to use the energy throughout the day. Isn't it? In the evening, in the night you are going to sleep. So that is the cause of obesity. If you take a heavy meal in the night, that is going to cause the obesity. It has been seen people who take heavy meals, they are the people who ultimately, you know, who have more heart attacks in the early morning.
Whatever you can
automatically arrange the food. It is the same thing, same clock there also in Western countries as well, right? Same body, isn't it? Western country people do not have different bodies. No, fruit time should be twice or thrice, one before breakfast or with breakfast, and second day should be at 11 a.m. and then third should be at 4:30 or so. Now, walking, that is spiritual, the proper exercise is walking. Brisk morning walk after sunrise, about 30 minutes, and this thing, this sun, before sunset, again, half an hour, evening stroll. Morning should be brisk walk, stroll should be slow in the evening, before sunset. And walking should also always be done after sunrise, not before sunrise. Okay, people have opposite today. People go for morning walk early in the morning, 5 a.m. when the sun has not come out, and they walk after meals. So both cause a disease. Okay?
So after meals, walking is...
No walking. If you want to enjoy heart problem, then it's fine.
How does that affect?
See, what happens when you've taken the meal, most of the blood has gone to the intestines for digestion. You know, body keeps on recirculating and readjusting to the demands. You have only 5 liters of blood in the body. And when you start walking, so say 1 liter of blood has gone to the abdomen for digestion. And when you start walking, about 1.5 liters will go to the legs. So 2.5 liters has gone to the lower body. What will happen to the brain and to the heart? And by, if you are 60 years already, some arteries are already blocked. In one of the studies recently, it was found that by 50 years, 85% will have blocks, coronary blocks. 85% people will have blocks by the age of 50 years. So to have coronary artery disease, you need only a heart. Right? Anyone with a heart can have a heart disease. Persons without heart will not have heart disease. That is for sure. Right? If anyone says that I do not have heart, then he's free to enjoy life. You know, whatever he take, may take, whatever he may do, right? Person, but with a heart, he has to be careful. Healthy means he'll die. You have to earn your health. Don't take it for granted. We take it for granted. We have a habit of taking it for granted many things, right? Which is not correct. And proper sleep. According to sleep physiology, we should complete one cycle of sleep before 12, midnight. One cycle of sleep is 2 hours. That means we should sleep at 10. And for any human being, 3 hours of sleep, 3 cycles of sleep is good enough. That means sleep at 10, get up at 4.
So you are saying 6 hours sleep
is good enough. It's the quality of sleep which is more important than quantity of sleep. You may sleep for 10 hours, your quality of sleep is not good, you are not getting delta sleep. You may sleep for even 12 hours, you will not be fresh.
What about dreams?
See, dreams seen during the night, 10 a.m. to 4 a.m., you don't remember. In the first cycle, you see only 10 minutes of dream. Second cycle, you see 30 minutes of dream. Fourth cycle, you see 50 minutes of dream. But in the fourth cycle, if you want to enjoy sleep, you will have, out of 120 minutes, you will enjoy more than 90 minutes of dreams. And these dreams you will remember. These dreams are usually vivid dreams, vivid and fearful dreams. Like if you sleep from 4 to 6, you must have experienced. You will remember those dreams, and that is the time hormones are being released. And if you are seeing some fearful dream at that time, vivid dream, then the stress hormones of that type, ACTH, will be released more, so more stress hormone will come. So one should never sleep between 4 to 6 a.m. If you sleep only, then you will get dreams, right? Why you sleep then? See, 4 to 6 hours sleep is good enough. Even if you are 80 years, 90 years old, right?
But if the sleep is not good,
then that's why we say that before sleeping, write a chart. Have 10 minutes of meditation. See, what is the meaning of, I'm not, because time is not there, I'm not going to depth of that meditation. No. When you're meditating, what is happening? Your frequency has gone to say, normally our frequency is 13 to 18 hertz per minute. Hertz per second, that is cycles per second. When you are fear, then it becomes 18 to 30. And when you are under the effect of a vice, it is from 31 to 50, super beta, right? Now, suppose you are, you want to say you are at 20. Now you want to sleep. Delta sleep is 4. 3 to 4, 2 to 3, right? Now from 20, if you want to sleep, you will not be able to achieve 3 to 4. If you want to achieve 3 to 4, what you need is, with meditation what will happen? You will achieve 3 to 4. And then you go to sleep, immediately you will go to sleep. That is what Baba tells us, that before going to sleep, practice meditation. Right? Fill up your chart. If you have done any mistake, pardon yourself. Take pardon from the God, right? That is why it is important. So is that clear? And this is what Rajayoga means. Rajayoga is the science and art of harmonizing spiritual, mental and physical energy through connection with the ultimate source of spiritual energy for enjoying ever healthy, ever wealthy and ever happy life. Next slide. I'll just tell you how the angiographies have opened up. Next slide. The project which we are doing, this is the project which we are doing with Ministry of Health and Ministry of Defense. Next slide. These are the coronary arteries, right and left. Next slide. This is the endothelium. And nowadays, this is the endothelial dysfunction which leads to blocks. Now, normally, this endothelium, inner lining of the blood vessel, is releasing nitric oxide. When you are angry, you are in hurry, under pressure, anxiety, then this nitric oxide is not being released. Then this cholesterol starts sticking to the wall. Next slide. Like this cholesterol starts entering the wall. Next slide. And then a 70% block is there, then we develop angina. And when there's a crack in the plaque, it leads to heart attack. And this process starts at 3 to 4 years of age. It keeps on building up. Since childhood it starts. Slowly, it keeps on increasing. And then by 70%, when you have block is 70%, then you develop angina. And heart attack means sudden 100% blockage in the artery. Next slide. And bypass surgery is just only temporary. You bypass the blocks. Blocks are still there. And you do for angioplasty, again the angioplasty also gets blocked. Right? That's why we require repeat angioplasty or bypass surgery. It is like cutting a tree from above. Again when there's a shower is there, when the heat is there, again it flowers, Again the tree becomes big. Next slide. And then now the consensus is that it is the psychological behavior, type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, that leads to behavioral risk factors. That spoils our diet patterns. A person who is a type A person, who is always under pressure, doesn't have time for proper food. He doesn't have time for exercise. He doesn't have time for sleeping. He does not even take medicines properly. And this leads to blocks, and then that leads to heart attack. And even after first heart attack, you do not change your nature, and you do not change your food, exercise and sleep patterns, then you will develop again and again heart attacks. Next slide. And this is how it is. When you are under pressure, type A nature, anxiety, anger, depression, and this is the, photograph of your heart when you are having sensitive nature and emotional nature. Do you like that photograph? And to decrease the pain, you like ice creams, hamburgers, pizzas. And doctors tell you that if you take the fish, your heart attack you will not get a heart attack. Is it enough? Fish is enough. Omega-3 fatty acid. It is not the treatment. And then people are asked to exercise, they will join the gym. And a person who was supposed to get a heart attack after 5 years will get heart attack within a year. So that is what people are doing today. Next slide. In this research we have done psychologists, physiologists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, clinicians, physicians, nutritionists, fitness experts and spiritualists. We all have been working hand in hand for more than 6 years. Next slide. And what we have done is that we have two groups, a healthy lifestyle group, given Rajayoga meditation, diet, exercise and usual medical care, control group, same diet, same exercise but no Rajayoga. Okay, next slide. Same group, almost same teaching, but no Rajayoga. Next slide. Decrease in total cholesterol by 24%. Control group, no change. Next slide. Decrease in bad cholesterol by 32%, almost Here there is very little change. Next slide. Good cholesterol rising by 16%. Almost no change. Next slide. Triglycerides decreasing by 31%. Here only 9%. Next slide. Ratio of bad to good decreasing by 37%. Here very little change. Right? Next slide. And what happened to the angiograms? Next slide. See this. A 90% block, see scientifically blocks cannot open up, right? It takes 40 years to block a artery. But through Raj Yoga, through the power of love, a 90% block in the first angiogram, angiogram repeated after almost 1 year and 9 months, see the whole block has opened up. Can we make this light off? Can we make this light off? See, the whole block has opened up, right? Can you see this? 90% block here. A block here as well, and it is opened. Next slide. Another patient, Shiv Charan. A block almost 90% here has opened up here, right? Next slide. So this is the magic, right? Not magic. This is a methodology to practice this, right? A long block from here to here has opened up. Right? Next slide. A 100% block here, calcified block has opened up. Next slide. A 100% block here has opened up. Next slide. Multiple blocks all have opened up. Next slide. Block here, here and here. All three have opened up. Next slide. Next slide. A 90% block here, 99% block here, both have opened up. Next slide. Block here has opened up. Next slide. Block here has opened up. Next slide. See, normally what happens after two heart attacks or one heart attack, the pumping power of the heart, normally 60%, it decreases to very low levels. Like in this patient, it has become 30%. Heart has become enlarged, right? Next slide. And after he repeats his angiogram, see this? Now heart is functioning again, right? The heart has become almost normal size again. That means we were able to regenerate the heart muscle by Raj Yoga, right? By blissful stage. To regenerate the muscle, you need bliss. Right? You must have heard about the stem cells. Have you heard about stem cells? See, in the heart also, dead heart muscle, between the heart dead fibers, there is a cardiac progenitor cells. Those are stem cells. So you can stimulate them, trigger them by bliss. And then they start multiplying and you can replace the dead myocardium. But it's not that easy. In very powerful stage. Right? Next slide. A block here has opened up. Next slide. See this? 20% ejection fraction. Very poor, very enlarged heart and 20% only. Next slide. Becomes 50% in the repeat program, repeat angiogram. Next slide. Next. 100% block has opened up. Next slide. Control group. People who do not practice Raj Yoga meditation. They were told that type A behavior is not good, anxiety is not good, anger is not good. You should stop it. Whatever you do, prayers, Savasana, Pranayama, whatever, postures, whatever you do, but control it. Next slide. See this? All the blocks have increased. So it is not only diet and exercise, it is the main is mind. First change the mind, then the diet and exercise is effective. If you do not change the mind, only diet and exercise is not effective. Also, if you just change the mind, but do not change your diet and exercise, then also mind is not effective. Mind is also not effective, right? So just by practicing Raj Yoga meditation, if you eat parathas, pakodas, samosas and fried foods all the time, you will have arteries blocked. So all three are important. If you want to enjoy a healthy heart, then all three are important, right? Next slide. Similarly, block has increased. Next slide. Next slide. This is 100% block here. See this? Next slide. And see this? How the block has opened up. Next slide. Next. So this is the formula. If you want to enjoy open arteries, you want to enjoy a healthy heart, then formula is be natural. Instead of body conscious or role conscious, be soul conscious. Never say, I am an angry person. I am a short-tempered person. Say, I am a pure soul. I am a peaceful soul. I am a loveful soul. Whatever you do, do it in soul consciousness. Next slide. Eat natural. Plenty of fresh fruits, vegetables and sprouts at proper time. Fruits also at proper time, right? Next slide. formula, then this is have morning walk with sunrise and have evening stroll with sunset. Next slide. Sleep at 10, get up at 4. Right? I think lights on. I just finish. Lights on, please, for a minute. Now, for this, how to open this? How to clean it? How to have a stable mind? God has told us in Murli or in Gita very clearly, Baba has told us very clearly in Murli, that if you want to cleanse, you want to have a stable mind then, or you want to achieve, you want to become a deity, then the method is, first you have to forget the body, the bodily relations, the five sentences in the total statement. First forget the body and its relationships, then consider yourself as a soul. Third, then remember me. Then your vices will be burnt and then you'll become Paman Satopradhan, right? You will be full of seven powers, right? This is how it is. First, this John is here, right? Forget the John, right? Forget the mother, right? Remove it from your consciousness. Because they are still sitting inside, right? Remove it from your consciousness. Your mother, father, brother, teacher, and your wife, husband, son, daughter, right? See, now they are out of the consciousness, intellect, right? Now you can see the soul is there, right? Previously soul was not visible. So you cannot have these two things at the same time. You have your body also, relations also inside your intellect, and have you become soul conscious also. This is not possible. The intellect is also called the lap, is also given the name lap, right? So those all people are grown up people, right? The grown up people do not sit in your lap. Keep them by the side. Don't remove from your house, remove from your intellect. Is that clear? Now, once you have this, this happening, now you are a soul. And then have Bab Dada in your consciousness. Only then it will sit. In day before yesterday, Murli Baba very clearly said, if you do not burn the old, then you cannot enjoy God. You cannot enjoy Paramatam colors, godly colors, isn't it? Then you cannot enjoy the meeting with him. First you have to remove this from your consciousness. Only then it will happen. Remember, we cannot enjoy both. He does not like, he's a jealous lover, right? He does not like anyone sitting here. Except for him. So then he is the ocean of knowledge, purity, peace, love and happiness. Then the old things will disappear, right? Then the old sanskaras, then they will start burning. Right? See this, they are burning already. Right? And see this, they are already burning. Almost burned. Attitudes changing. Almost changed. Very fast. Right? This is Jwalamukhi Yoga, right? Volcanic Yoga. Right, this? See this? Right? See this? Very fast now. Thoughts are also disappearing very fast. Right? Just like this. Huh? See this? And my intellect has become divine. Full of seven energies. Right? And now this is stable mind. Right? So this is healthy heart. Stable mind. And this is the powerful soul. Now this soul will become a deity, right? This is angel. All the seven energies start flowing to all the organs of the body, and you start glorifying Baba. So this has become Shiv Baba's photograph, isn't it? No? Rays photograph. Isn't it? So that is how. Then through your forehead, you know, Baba will be visible. Through our eyes, Baba's vibrations will be visible. Through our mouth, you know, all the time Baba will come out. We will only hear Baba. Then everyone will say, Yahi hai, this is it. And everyone will say, Mera Baba and Mera Baba and Mera Baba. So the basic process is you have to get rid of what? Actually, the time was not there. Actually, I would have mentioned everything. I need 6 hours, you know, to explain you everything, right? Not 6 hours, 6 days. Huh? Okay? Now, if you want to ask any questions, please ask. See, night duties are not mentioned in Baba's knowledge. Yeah. Past birth sanskaras are not there. See, when someone dies in accident, it's an accidental death, then only you may remember some of the past birth sanskaras may be there. You must have heard that some children are able to recall. Just for another 1 minute, you know, then we'll have meditation, then you can go. Now, someone dies in accident, right? Then the old memories may remain in the next birth, right? Otherwise, all natural deaths, memories disappear. Right? All past memories will disappear. Actually, these are all scientifically based, proven. You know, what I've told you, we've experimented for a very long time, and this is not by me, this Baba told me, so I am telling you, right? Right? This is the great depths, further great depths, but I have just given you glimpse of this is how the, you know, what is intellect, what is mind, what is sanskaras, and how they are formed, how they are to be removed, right? And how you can use, suppose you have got heart problem. So what do you do? Heart needs love. Right? Medium is mind. Right? So medium, if your memories are negative about love, attitudes are negative, thoughts are negative, emotions are negative, then though you are meditating, though you are practicing, but there's energy block in the memories. So love is not reaching your heart. Right? So you have to change your memories. You have to change your attitudes. You have to change your emotions. You have to change your thoughts. So method is, go to the root. Go inside the intellect and see what has caused you these negative memories. They are sitting in your intellect. It may be your mother, it may be your friend, it may be your fiancé, it may be your beloved. They are responsible. That's why they say the heart disease occurs because of someone who is very close to you. Who are sitting in your intellect. Jo aapke dil mein baitha hai. Usi se heart ki bimari hoti hai. Theek hai. Sadak pe jane wale se heart ki bimari nahi hoti. Person who is passing the road, bypassing the road, does not cause you heart attack, right? Someone sitting inside your intellect, maybe your son, maybe your daughter, if they do not do the things the way you want, do not behave the way you want, your business sitting inside your intellect does not go the way you want, right? Then the heart attack occurs. Because this people sitting in the intellect, things sitting in the intellect, they are responsible for negative mind, negative memories, negative thoughts, negative emotions. So get rid of them. Just now, we'll have 2 minutes of meditation. Get rid of them just now. And you will see energy flowing to each cell of the body, and then you will start jumping. Right? Yes. Then you will be happy all the time. Yes.
I've cured my ulcerative colitis by meditation.
Yes, yes.
But because of some medication, I'm a diabetic now. Is it possible, because the cells are died inside, can't produce enough insulin?
It can be produced.
By the same...
Bliss.
Bliss.
Practice bliss. So, yes. Any other question you want to ask?
What is the difference between chitta and vivek?
I'll need another 1 hour to explain. Yeah. This is a part of the intellect only, but defined part of it. I'll tell you, maybe I'll tell you personally. Anyone else? Yes. Your back gets the pain. You should sit without support, right? Get pain. So you should develop this power to withdraw. Back means power to withdraw, right? Bindu roop mein sthit rehna hai. You have to be, go inside, don't expand the things. You have a habit of expending the things, right? So come down, right? Okay, next. Yeah, English lectures are available. Hindi lectures are available very much. Those are available down there. Here also they must be available. English. The CAD project. CAD project.
Any number for that?
Without number. Number 00. 000.
Thank you very much.
Okay, 1 minute of meditation.
Yes.
So in this 1 minute of meditation, yes, you want to ask? Yes. Yes, please ask. Yes.
Yeah.
I told you so many scientific proofs. Actually, I can tell you that there's research on soul also. Location of the soul. That I didn't tell you. I will not tell you also. But the researchers have already done that this soul is located between hypothalamus and pituitary. At that point. Just above the pituitary stalk. Right? Okay? So, in 2 minutes of meditation, remove from your consciousness your body, your name, your mother, father, from your intellect, don't remove them otherwise, right? Remove from your friends, your spouse, your children, your house, your car, your belongings, right? And then you will see that your intellect becomes clean, that is, heart becomes healthy, and your mind becomes stable, right? All the memories will change, your attitudes will change, and your emotions will change, your thoughts will change, and then you will enjoy ekrasthiti, right? Then you will enjoy real Jwalamukhi stage, the volcanic yoga. Then through that fire of yoga, will be able to burn all your old sanskaras. And what Baba tells us, then we'll be able to achieve that stage, and then we'll be able to give those vibrations to the people who will be coming to us from all over the world, from all corners of the world, our own brethren, our own sisters, we will to give, the feeling of godliness. One by one, remove all the bodily belongings from your intellect. Now intellect is clean. Now invite Baba inside your intellect. Ocean of knowledge, ocean of purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. My intellect is full of all the seven energies. And see them flowing through your memories, through your attitudes, through your emotions and through your thoughts. The same is flowing through each cell of the body. Each cell of the body is full of all the seven energies, and all the seven energies are now accumulating around you in the form of aura. More and more energies are accumulating around me. Energy of knowledge, energy of purity, energy of peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. Now I am safe. Aura is all around me. Protects me from all the negativities, all the diseases, all bad vibrations. I am spreading energy of peace, love and happiness all around. Now feel yourself as an angel. I am an angel. Body made up of light, body made up of peace, love and happiness. I am all peace, love and happiness, full of bliss and powers. I will maintain this stage for next 14 days continuously. Om Shanti.